This is the Capital Toyota Sports Ticket, the only local sports talk show in the Mid-Willamette Valley. Now, here's Jeff Morgan and Hunter Newton on 1430 KYKN.
But what a glorious day in Salem, Oregon today. Holy smokes. I think I don't think we got to 70 degrees, but it was sure sneaking close. It's almost like spring.
It's like spring. Spring is in the air. I mean, we had that first Mariners game last night, and you just kind of feel the excitement. Yeah, they lost. The perfect season isn't going to happen this year. They're tied for last place in the AL West. I mean, you know, all the bad things we can talk about, but baseball season is underway.
It's great. And if you need a vehicle to get up to the games from, you know, if you'd like to go enjoy that, you can actually get a Mercedes Sprinter van, and you can actually camp in that thing. So I've seen campers all over the place, so I think you can just park that bad boy on the side of the road, walk to the Mariner game, and then just go to sleep in it when you get back.
Are you talking about the public camping on the streets of Seattle? Is that what you're thinking?
Well, I don't know. I figure everybody's doing it, so what the heck?
With a Mercedes Sprinter van, I don't know if I would partake in that level of you know, urban camping.
Well, you never know. I mean, some people can, you never know what they're going to do.
Well,
so
you could always, I mean, you know, if you don't want to go all the way up to Seattle, I suppose, you know, we have the Mavericks legally kicking off this summer. We have high school baseball being underway. Granted, it's spring break this week, so it's been real quiet out there lately. Let's see. We have the Oregon Ducks and the Oregon State Beavers baseball programs going on.
And both of them are ranked, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Beavers are, I think they're number 14, and the Ducks are 17. So they're neck and neck. They're both playing really well.
Yeah. Well, and of course, you can also... if you want to venture up to, you know, some Portland suburbs, I was seeing a thing. The Hillsboro Hops have a brand new stadium.
They do. It's beautiful. Way. I just actually drove by that this morning.
Oh,
it's nice. They got a football field up there too. They've gone all out up in Hillsboro. It's really that's a cool facility.
That'll be a fun one. I didn't even realize they had a. They haven't been talking about, of course, you know, the Hops, the minor league baseball team. They're sitting there, popping them up, and of course. You know, with the expansion talk, because we're getting that on the basketball side with the Sonics and a team in Vegas coming back, those talks are really heating up. Baseball's also been, you know, rumbling about expansion with Portland being a potential destination in the future, which my assumption would be with that Hillsboro Stadium, if you can put a major league team in there for a season or two while you finish up construction on a major league stadium, that's an option.
Well, shoot, I mean, you got the Athletics in Sacramento right now before their stadium is going to be built down in Vegas. Mm-hmm. So I don't even know. When's that going to be done? Is that next year?
I think it's for next year. You know, but that's one of those situations where a team relocating with an expansion team, of course, it'll be a year or two before they expand and they actually become a team after it's announced that the team will be coming. So they'll have a head start on that construction building. So it may only need to be, you know, a season, a month, a day, you know, who knows how long. But it becomes an option now that they've done the renovations and built that new stadium up in Hillsboro.
Yeah, well, I've seen the plans. You know, Mike Barrett, I think he used to be the old play-by-play voice of the Blazers. He's really been behind baseball coming to Portland. And that design is spectacular.
Yeah.
I mean, it's almost like, I don't know what they call the park for the Giants down there in Frisco. Is it still PGE something? Southern California Edison, although mm-hmm. They're Northern California.
I haven't been to a game down there since Candlestick Park.
Yeah. I don't even know if I've even went to Candlestick Park. I think I actually purposely tried to avoid it.
I was at Candlestick Park 30 years ago.
Was that when the earthquake happened?
No, slightly after the earthquake. I was a little, yeah. That was 40 years ago, if you really think about it. What, 88? 88, 89 was the earthquake?
I think it was in the 90s. I think it was probably 91, 92. No,
though the A's played in the World Series three straight years, 88, 89, and 90. And it was the middle one. So I think it was 89 is
maybe
when the
it
earthquake
was.
Happened.
Yeah, that was pretty wild. Al mm-hmm. Michaels was calling that game. I mean, he was pretty young back then.
That's right.
I guess we all were.
Well, when I'm sitting here talking
you
about
you were really young,
talking
yeah.
Talking about 30 to 40 years ago, you know?
Yeah, gee whiz. Time flies. But yeah, Mariners, I mean, shoot, they had four home runs last night, but nobody on base, so that didn't help them out at all.
That's what I've sat there and said. I said, okay, now we need to work on getting on base in front of the home runs, because I'm impressed, four home runs, unfortunately, all solo shots. And I think the Guardians. Sorry, my bad. Politically incorrect.
Let's just say Cleveland.
The Cleveland team. I think they had two or three. They had three of their own, I believe.
They did.
Coming back on the other direction, but they had runners on base for at least one of those.
Yeah, and you know, it was actually a really good game. Mm-hmm. I mean, the Mariners had their chances. I mean, they came back. They almost tied it. It was 5-4. And, you know, they just couldn't pull it out.
Yep.
So but they've got to be more than all or nothing.
Yeah.
Pretty soon.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got to have guys on base.
You know, they are the favorites in the American League West to not only win the American League West, but advance well into the playoffs because of their pitching rotation and the talented hitters they have.
Yeah. So we've got Kirby. We got Brian Wu. And then
Gilbert,
who yep. Logan started last night.
Mm-hmm.
And so who is the fourth one? Yes.
And Miller is starting the season on the injured list, but a lot of times during the month of March, April, you don't really need that fifth starter, but a couple of times. So,
well, it's good. I mean, you want to have your guys have plenty of rest. I mean, because if you had just have a four, you know, man rotation, I mean, that wears out an arm pretty stinking quick. So, but you know, again, they're only going 5-6 innings and leaving it up to the long pen and the short mm-hmm. pen. So, they're going to be good. There's no doubt about it. Cal Raleigh went over 3. So. You know, he's hitless.
He's on pace for 0 home runs this year.
He's got the big goose egg, 0.000 batting average.
That's right. Well, and I sit here and go, you know, I guess now's a good time to make this, you know, our special announcement. Of course, we're in a shortened version today. During, you know, high school season, we do our long versions. During this time of the year, we get shortened versions because the Mariners broadcast tonight. The first pitch is at 6:40, so pregame show starts at 5:30.
And, you know, interestingly enough, they've got a lot of those Friday games a little bit early.
Mm-hmm.
I think people just want to get out of work, you know, just work a half a day and then go to the game. I mean, who wouldn't want to do that?
Oh, that would be the life. If I only had a job where, you know, on a Friday afternoon, I just got to cut out early and head off to the game.
You're going to have to talk to the man in charge.
That's right. Talk about union rep.
Yeah, that's right.
Maybe I can get the same ones that negotiated the WNBA contract. You know, when you get a portion of gross income on a league that loses $1 million a year, I'm all for it.
Yeah, let me know how that goes for you. All right, well, hey, we're going to get out to our first break just due to the fact that it is a shorter sports ticket. So the end of this segment's being brought to you by Domino's Pizza. You can order online and get 20% off that order or just go in and get a carryout 3 topping for $7.99, still, it's been forever.
Boom.
I love Tim Hammer.
Mm-hmm.
He does a great job on those. Anyways, we're going to get out. We'll be back right after this.
The Capital Toyota Sports Ticket with Jeff and Hunter continues on 1430 KYKN.
And welcome back to the Sports Ticket on this amazing late March evening.
I will love if this weather can just keep up for us.
Well, I hate to break it to you, Hunter, but it's going to go away on Monday.
Man.
So enjoy the weekend, though.
I had high hopes.
You did. This segment being brought to you by Color Tile of Salem, right down there in the Academy Square, across from the Willamette Town Center.
Lancaster Mall.
WTC.
That's right. Well, I might have to go down there and check out some waterproof flooring if this weather isn't sticking around through next week.
Well, you probably should, especially with all the traction you get into your house.
Mm-hmm.
How many kids are in your house? You've got like 20.
Not quite that many, but yes, lots and lots.
You keep adding.
Lots of traffic.
I love it. So yeah, waterproof flooring, LVT. It's good stuff. If you need it, Dave's got it and it's on sale. All right, March Madness. How's your bracket, by the way?
Well, I have a couple of them and one is decent and the rest are... let's say I'm not going to win any awards for being able to pick a good college basketball team.
You know, I'm actually in two groups this year. First time I've ever done that. And I use the same bracket.
Okay.
So I'm actually better in both of my brackets than you are in either of yours. Okay. I'm sitting at 78%. So I'm not too much farther away on
I'm
your one bracket.
I'm at 73 on my good
okay,
bracket.
Okay, so I've got you by a few. But yeah, there's been a lot of upsets of late. And I'll tell you, last night, I mean, Iowa came out of nowhere and beat Nebraska 77-71. I mean, look at how many Big Ten teams are still alive.
Yeah.
Or just played each other. I mean, shoot, you've got Illinois, you've got Iowa, you had Nebraska, and you got Purdue. And then tonight, do we have any more tonight? We've got Michigan State. And I think that rounds it out. I mean, still, you've got six teams.
Iowa State
is in the Big 12.
Yeah.
So you've got Iowa, you got Iowa State still in it, and actually both of those teams should be in it. Arizona is looking like a team absolutely en fuego right now.
Yeah, out of the four games last night, they just ran away over Arkansas.
Yeah, at 109-88, and it was actually way worse than that. I mean, that, you know, they just kind of let them come back for a little bit, and didn't want Calipari to look all that bad. But still, that's the worst loss so far in all of the NCAA tournament, right there.
Yeah, when you're throwing up 109 points, you are firmly in control of an NCAA game.
You know, Texas actually looked really, really good. Sean Miller is the coach of Texas. He was at Arizona, then went to Xavier for a year, and now is at Texas. And he had these kids playing really, really well last night, and really they should have beat Purdue.
So yes, this would have been a bracket breaker for both of us because, and it came down to the wire, a last second shot by Purdue pulls out a 2-point victory over the Texas Longhorns. And I'm just sitting there going, I think that one had me sweating a little bit.
Yeah, Houston kind of laid an egg against Illinois, but Illinois is looking really good. They beat them by 10 points, Illinois over Houston, that is. And I like the way Illinois plays.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they are kind of an all or nothing. They're live and die by the 3-point shot. If they start making those things and they get in a rhythm, they are unbeatable.
Well, and you got to hold it to them that they held the number 2 seed Houston team to 55 points. I mean, you look at it, you across the board, and I'm sitting there going, Illinois at 65 points in the game might have lost to another team, but they held Houston, and that's huge. And defense wins championships.
You know what? There's a Foreigner song that was indicative of the way the offense of Houston was going last night. Do you know what that is?
They couldn't stop believing?
No.
Oh.
They were cold as ice.
Song. That's a Journey song.
Cold as ice. That's exactly what Houston was, and it was pathetic.
I went straight to my, you know, karaoke, you know, what songs are you singing?
This is before your time anyways. And so, yeah, that's back in the late 70s, actually. So I was actually in high school.
I could have been conceived to that song, Jeff. Come on.
You know, well, it's got a good beat to it. So I'm not going to say anything about that. Oh, gosh. So tonight, right now, we've got St. John's taking on Duke and Alabama taking on Michigan. Duke and Michigan are the number one seed still in it. And the only number one seed to go out so far is Florida, who just completely laid an egg last Sunday. Totally blew. That blew up my bracket, and I think pretty much everybody's.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sitting there, and they'll give you these reports on, you know, how many brackets are still left out there after each round. I'm sitting there going, and that number dwindles down into, you know, the teens. But, yeah, they stopped doing that by last Sunday.
Well, if somebody has a perfect bracket
there's no perfect brackets out there. That's
ridiculous. There's no way anybody had Iowa still in the elite. What is it, the Elite Eight now?
The Elite Eight, yeah. So, you know, the only perfect brackets right now are the guys that are filling them in as the games are played.
Yeah, it's your bracket busted. Let's fill out another one.
That's right. I'll just keep going.
That's funny. So what do you think about the Michigan State UConn game? That's in the East region. And UConn?
You know, I'm sitting there going, in my bracket, my good one that still remains, I picked UConn for the win. And I'm sitting here going, but the way the Big Ten across the board is playing right now, I think Michigan State has a real shot of pulling this upset. Granted, they are 2 and 3 seeds, so it's not a huge upset, but boy, can I see it happen right now. And we talked about it all season long, you know, talking Ducks and things like that. That Big Ten was really, really strong this year, and they're showing it out now.
100%. I think there's no doubt that they are the best conference this year, bar none. And I actually picked Arizona to win it all, and they're rolling. There's no doubt about that. And it should be probably a Big Ten Arizona final, I would imagine. But then you've got Duke in there too, so Duke still, they struggled in their first game, and really, they were down by like 11 or 12 points in the first half and came back and won by 6 or 7. But it's suspect right now. I mean, the Boozer brothers, Carlos, their dad on the sideline. I mean, I want to know what he's wearing because he's got these big old baggy things. I don't know if he's like gained like a couple hundred pounds because he's not playing anymore or what, but let's be honest. Those Boozer brothers are really, really good.
Well, you got to really look at it. Arizona's road to a national championship fully goes through the Big Ten. I mean, you got, you know, Duke and St. John, of course, are underway. Michigan State in UConn. I'm sitting there going, Michigan State wins. They face the winner of St. John's Duke, so they have a real shot of making it to the next round. You know, you have Iowa coming out. If they can upset Illinois, they're going to, you know, or vice versa. I mean, either one.
That's going to be a ball game.
Now you're looking at Big Ten. And then, of course, in the Midwest region, you know, Michigan is looking at advancing. They're playing Alabama. And I'm going, so Michigan would be, you know, Arizona's next opponent after if they can upset, if they can take down Purdue.
Yeah. Once these games get over today, now it's a juggernaut.
Oh, yeah.
Now we can go, who's going to be hot? Who's not going to, you know, get into foul trouble? There's so many different scenarios, and it's going to be fun.
Yeah, you're looking at once you hit that Elite Eight, you are looking at a bunch of teams that are very much on par with one another, right in the hot hand. And it comes down to, yeah, like you said, a foul trouble, a couple of mistakes here and there, and all of a sudden you are getting eliminated and it becomes the wild, wild west and March Madness.
Absolutely. And that's why we love it so much, because it's just, it is, it's super exciting. So, all right, we're going to have to get out to a break. The bottom of this segment's being brought to you by Bonevine Burger Bar right down there on South Commercial. Best burger in town. Now's a great time to go. All right, we'll be back right for this.
Back to the Capital Toyota Sports Ticket with Jeff and Hunter on 1430 KYKN.
And here we are, the final segment for the Sports Ticket on Friday, March 27th already. This month flew by.
Yeah, I can't believe we're a quarter of the way through the new year already. Baseball season is full bore. Basketball season is winding down with a couple of crazy weeks left. I'm just going, wow, I don't even know what happened yesterday at this point.
Yeah, I don't either. But, you know, basketball in my mind does end after March Madness, because the NBA is just a train wreck. I can't believe how many fights I'm seeing, and these guys are just prima donna. It's getting ridiculous.
Well,
it really is.
It's why you're getting things like, I think Netflix or somebody is doing releasing a documentary about the Jailblazers, and, you know, it just brings you right on back. It's like, come on, guys. These are grown men playing a game. Have fun with it.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I guess there's always been fighting. I mean, you go back to Bird, Laimbeer.
Well, that's what hockey's for.
Yeah, I guess so. Someone's always getting hurt. There's always a fight. Who knows? You know, whatever. I'm just over it. Okay, this segment being brought to you by Auto Team Service Center, a better way to maintain your car. And you know what? McGilchrist is no longer blown up. It's a free ride. Now,
what?
There's no cones. There's no nothing. The landscape is in. The sidewalks are all in. Even though they're in some weird places over there, I don't know who designs all that stuff, but there was something going on. It wasn't quite right when that was going down. Anyways, Kirby's pitching for the Mariners tonight, and you got Gavin Williams pitching for the Guardians, and the Mariners are favored, as they should be. So I think they're gonna take this one.
Well, I like to think so. And the other big thing is we get this season underway, the Rick Riz retirement tour. Iconic voice, been with the Mariners for what, 40 years? And I just sit here and go, he is worth the price of listening.
Absolutely.
We don't even charge you for it.
He's so good. I mean, really, he's one of the best broadcasters in Major League Baseball right now, 100%.
Yeah, I think what we are going to see is a lot of people listening to the game, because you're getting to hear Rick Riz. Even if you're watching it, it's the way to go nowadays, because Rick Riz deserves a statue sitting there right next to Dave Niehaus.
I couldn't agree more. Leading home run hitter for the Mariners is Dominic Canzone with two.
Probably tied
couple
for the
of
Major
dongs.
League lead right now.
Yeah,
huh?
A couple of dongs last night. And he's also, what else is he in charge of? I don't know. I lost my...
Well, maybe we can get Cal on there and start to, you know.
Yeah, they can go over.
He can start getting his odds of having that 60 homer season back.
He can take care of that. All right. Sports Ticket, thanks for listening. Mariners on the other side. Thanks for being here, and we'll see you next week.
This has been the Capital Toyota Sports Ticket with Jeff and Hunter every Friday at 5 p.m. on 1430 KYKN, where Salem is listening.